Hi there. The word for you today is, what wondrous love. In Matthew 27 verse 46, we read the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Imagine having to stand on a stage and watch every sin you've ever committed replayed for the entire world to see. Your secret addictions, your selfish motives, your angry outbursts, your critical attitudes, and your jealous heart. How do you think you'd feel? Well, Jesus experienced much more. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, it's bad enough to die for sins you didn't commit. But imagine also being forsaken by God. That word forsaken, it's the same word that Paul used when he wrote in 2 Timothy 4:10, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Paul looked for Demas and couldn't find him. And on the cross, Jesus looked for his Father and couldn't find him either. Does that mean the psalmist was wrong when he wrote in Psalm 35:27, I have never seen the righteous forsaken? No, because at that moment, Jesus was anything but righteous. When you look at him hanging on the cross, there you will see the gossiper, the liar, cheater, the alcoholic, the porn addict, child abuser, the murderer. Does it bother you to see his name linked with theirs? Well, Jesus did even more. He put himself in their place and in yours. In a move that broke God's heart and gave us the gift of eternal life, he poured out his righteous judgment on his only Son. So when Jesus cried from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? He said it so that you would never have to say it. What wondrous words.